On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, How Does Your Garden Grow? Tips for July by J.D. Gunnell, Utah State University Extension Horticulturist. It can be a challenge to keep gardens growing well as summer heats up, so Utah State University Extension's Gardener's Almanac provides a checklist of tasks to help keep your garden, grass, and plants growing well in July. First item on the checklist, start enjoying the tomato harvest. Fertilize potatoes in the garden with nitrogen early in July. Harvest summer squash and zucchini when they're still small and tender. Deep water established trees and shrubs about once a month during the heat of summer. Cut off spent blossoms of perennial and annual flowers. Divide crowded iris or daylilies once they've finished blooming. Visit alpine areas for wildflower displays. Remove water spouts of fruit trees to discourage regrowth and reduce shading. Renovate perennial strawberry beds by tearing out old crowns and applying fertilizer to stimulate new runners. And turf grass only needs about 1.5 to 2 inches of irrigation per week. And now some tips for pests and problems. If tomatoes aren't producing, it could be due to the hot weather. 95 degrees and above can cause flower abortion. Blossom end rot, which are black sunken areas on the ends of tomatoes, are common and are caused by uneven watering. Check under leaves of pumpkins, melons, and squash plants for squash bugs. Treat corn for corn earworm, and spider mites prefer dry, hot weather and affect many plants. Treat for spider mites by using softer solutions such as spraying them with a hard stream of water or by using an insecticidal soap. Spider mites can be identified by shaking leaves over a white piece of paper. If the small specks move, you have mites. And control coddling moth in apples and pears to reduce wormy fruit. More information on USU Extension's Gardener's Almanac can be found at extension.usu.edu/yardandgarden.